بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your brother again, Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And this is going to be another one of our short reminders. And due to the importance of this month, Shahr al-Ramadan, we're going to take some time to explain certain things that every Muslim needs to know. So first and foremost, we want to explain the fact that Ramadan is not a burden. Many people look at it as though it's something that we have to do. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made wajib on us. And therefore, they take it as a burden. You hear them say, we're glad that Ramadan came around, but then you see it in them that really what's inside of them is something else. Kind of like they want to say, man, we gotta go through this again. Or things along these sorts. And a lot of this isn't because these are bad people. But rather, a lot of times we find that people have never explained to us that Ramadan is actually nothing but a benefit for us. All of the benefit, all of the virtue, it returns back to those people who fasted. Once we understand this, we will understand that we need to look at Ramadan as though it was like eating or drinking. We do it and we get the fa'idah. This is the way we should be seeing Ramadan. So within the next few minutes, I just want to explain some of these benefits. So when we look at these days in which we're going to be fasting or going to continue fasting, we'll look at them in a completely different light. And not only will we be able to look at them in a different light, but we'll be able to explain it to others so that they as well will be able to look at it in a different light. And the first of these benefits that we want to discuss today is the fact that you will be able to develop that one thing that will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. And this is taqwa. This is a clear way in which the slave gains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure by being able to develop taqwa, or God consciousness, as some people have chose to translate it. And we know this from the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those whom came before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Imam al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, he said that this word لَعَلَّ, or it may be, is basically hoping for some good for that individual. تَتَّقُونَ, meaning that you will be an individual that has taqwa, or an individual that leaves off those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to leave off, so that you can be of those people who are able to leave off these ma'asi, or these acts of disobedience. As well, from amongst the benefits of fasting is that it allows the slave to become more patient and be able to stand up under more pressure. And this is because of the fact that the slave gets used to certain things in his life, living his life in a certain way, doing certain things at certain times. And the fact that our desires, and the next benefit, is that of obtaining patience and being forbearing, being able to carry a lot on your shoulders. And if you look around, this is something that we all need. And this is because we get used to living our lives in a certain fashion and doing certain things at certain times. And what this does, this fasting does, is it causes us to change our routines. That which ourselves and our desires call us, okay, it's time for me to do this, this is what I want to do. We're able to say no. And not only tell ourselves no, but be patient upon this telling ourselves no. Be patient upon not doing those things that we're used to doing when we're used to doing them. And we look throughout the Quran and the Sunnah and we see all of the benefits of those people who are from amongst those people who have sabr. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all from amongst the sabireen. Allahumma ameen. But as we just mentioned, another benefit of fasting is the fact that we're able to obtain sabr or patience. The third benefit that we want to mention is that of being able to get your soul, which is calling you to doing things wrong, calling you to doing evil, pushing you to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing. During this month of fasting, we get used to overpowering ourselves. We may want to do something. We may want to eat. We may want to drink. Our soul is telling us, look, this is what we want. Give it to me. Whether it's something that normally is halal for us or whether it's something that is haram for us, our soul is telling us, listen, this is what I want. Give it to me. But we're getting used to being able to tell ourselves no. And this is another huge fa'idah or huge benefit that comes out of the month of Ramadan. These benefits, us getting being patient, doesn't help anyone else. It sure enough doesn't help Allah. And neither does the issue of our learning to overpower our desires and what our soul is calling us to doing from amongst those things that Allah doesn't want us to do. This doesn't help Allah, and it doesn't help our wives and our children or our husbands. But rather, it puts us in a better situation with our Lord. So as we said a few minutes ago, that this issue or situation of fasting is a situation that doesn't do anything but help us as individuals. So instead of looking at it as a responsibility that we have, we'd be looking at it as though it's an opportunity to gain what it is that we need. And another benefit that we as individuals get out of fasting is that, have you noticed that when you fast, it becomes easier for you as an individual to immerse yourself in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You find that it is more likely that you will pick up the Quran and read it, or make some dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find that you're more likely to go about making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you need. All of these things that a lot of times when we're not fasting, we don't worry about. Many people don't pick up the Quran outside of Ramadan. Many people don't make a lot of dua and a lot of dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of Ramadan. Fasting is something that conditions you as an individual to doing these things, to doing these acts of obedience, to doing these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to do. And at the end of the day, who is that going to help? Is this a responsibility that you have or an opportunity that you have to gain a closeness to your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fasting, again, it opens up these doors for you. And another thing that we find, which is something that is going to help us in this life and in the hereafter, another benefit is that fasting causes your heart to soften, or it is a cause that your heart becomes soft. That hardness that we find on our hearts on a regular everyday basis, we find that it's not so likely to be there anymore while we're fasting. Is this not the conditioning that we need so that we can gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? Is this not the conditioning that we need so that we can gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure? Is this not what we need so that we can be of those people that Yawm al-Qiyamah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may enter into His graces without any type of reckoning? Who benefits from all of this? We do. So again, this month of Ramadan, and I know I keep repeating this, but it's because it's something that we need to be able to see. Not just be able to hear, not just be able to say, but we need to be able to see that this month of Ramadan is nothing but a benefit and an opportunity for us to gain that which we need in this life and the hereafter. And the last of these benefits that I want to mention today, because as we said, this is a short benefit or a short reminder. This isn't a dars or a class. So I don't want to hold you all up, but the reality of this issue is that when we fast the whole of this month, it may be that this is a start or a new beginning for a lot of us. And we all see this at the end of Ramadan. Some of us, we return back to our old ways, but a lot of us, we get better. We get used to doing these acts of obedience and staying away from the acts of disobedience. Our hearts, after doing them for so long, start to develop a love for being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more of a disdain for the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, who does this benefit return to? And the answer obviously is us. So as we said in the beginning, we want to say again here at the end, fasting during the month of Ramadan is not a responsibility that you have, or it's not a burden that you have, but rather it's a benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an obligation upon you as a benefit to yourself. Out of Allah's love for you and wanting you to be in a good situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an obligation on you to fast this month. But just remember that obligation, that benefit doesn't go to anyone else. That obligation, or the benefit of that obligation, comes back to you as an individual. And this is something that we need to all look at. Every day we wake up and start our fast, we need to be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften all of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to be of those people who love His obedience and have a disdain for His disobedience. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be of those people who He's pleased with in both our lives as well as in our death. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.